Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. This is the Miami Dolphins training camp, a couple days in. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Barry Jackson reports what was feared yesterday. Barry Jackson says further tests revealed a torn ACL for Artie Burns, as feared per source. So tough news there for Artie Burns. The Dolphins have brought in Cornell Armstrong from the they drafted him in 2018, and he is replacing Burns on the roster. So that's that, and tough go for the Miami Dolphins on that one with Artie Burns news. And, you know, we'll see what's going on, because this DB corps already was banged up going into this thing.
Told you. You can get away with it if you got a good pass rush.
Well, hope so.
Yeah. So I would be more inclined to. And the other thing that you can also do in those situations is be more creative with your rush to kind of mix it up and be on the attack, so that teams can't pick you apart. Wheeler can do that. So I think it's just a matter of just working with what you have, doing what you have to do. I think, man, when Flores was here, one of the cool things was they used to bring it on that defensive side of the ball.
The Fins will be back at it. Marlins, they're off today. They'll be starting a series with the Brewers tomorrow.
Also very good.
They have been very good. Yeah, they just had their win streak snap, but they've been a very good team. Started their streak against the Marlins.
Right.
At a game where I was at and watched Christian Yelich. He had a pretty good game. Had a great catch in that game, too. Baker Mayfield, he is telling everybody that the Buccaneers, they don't make him tone it down like other teams did. He likes that.
I would be honest with you, like, one of the cool things about my career is I had success everywhere I played football where they said, just go out and do you. Mm. And I think the closer you can get to being who you are, it lets you relax and go out and play.
Well, he had a very good year last year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. See if he can keep that up. With that situation, Justin Fields, he suffered a toe injury today. According to Aaron Glenn, he's going to be fine. But everybody was obviously scared this morning because he limped and then had to be carted and then limped to the building.
Terrible morning for Vlad.
You were very nervous.
Dude, you don't want to be driving. I'm listening to a podcast and then you get that ESPN notification. Yeah, and it says Adam Schefter and you see Jets. So first thing you're like, uh-oh. and it says Jets quarterback, you're like, oh no.
Oh no.
And then you see carded with an apparent lower leg injury, and you're like, well, you know, I'm used to lower leg injuries.
They did the hockey thing.
Right.
Which makes it worse.
And then thank God for Leroy saying that, well, it's better that he was limping and walking under his own power than it's probably a tear. And then come to find out, the toe. Still not a good thing.
But. Yeah, not great. But I mean,
I'll be honest with you, Vlad.
But you'd rather a toe.
The toe is the worst.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't.
Wait
even,
a minute.
I mean, you can run with eight toes.
No, you can't. Deion, not without a big toe.
What is going
dude.
On, Tobin?
Wow. Not without a big toe.
Oh, no.
What are you reading?
Who knows what this dude's.
The Drake album coming out today?
Stock Up, Stock Down is out.
Oh, yeah! We need a.
Hot damn.
We need a. We need a.
Hot
we need,
damn.
We need a opening for this.
Tell us.
All right, Sun Sentinel. Stock Up. Look at me, Leroy.
No.
Look at him in
no,
the
don't
eyes.
Don't look at me. You've been. What are you buried in your phone about? We got important matters. Stock Up. Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips' stock is up.
The beater of science?
So. He's
according to David Veronis, got consistent pressure on quarterbacks off the edge, showed a prowess against the run, setting the edge.
Showed a what?
Prowess.
Prowess.
I think it's samesies. Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways. Go ahead, continue.
Are you reading terms and conditions while I'm trying to read Stock Up, Stock Down to you on the air?
Terms and conditions.
Like, what are you doing? You're like mumbling about something.
I can't get into my stupid email.
I understand, but like,
I can. I don't. Do I need to look at you to listen to you?
It's just not very engaged in the conversation.
I am engaged.
You know, you went golfing with Lusaka Polite yesterday.
Look,
I think
I
you could.
Blue eyes.
You could at least, you know, engage in some Stock Up, Stock Down, a little football banter.
Why?
Stock Down. Julian Hill.
Wait.
Get him off the team.
wait. So in other words, is Julian Hill stock the same?
No.
Right. Dude, the only person in South Florida that has given Julian Hill a stock up since he's been here is you.
No, for real.
That's it.
That's because he has the greatest odds for any touchdown.
Very juicy.
There's a reason why he's 10,000-1 to score a touchdown. How many touchdowns has he scored?
Zero.
Okay. Probably be 20,000-1 next year. This year.
Julian Hill was beaten pass protection on the edge. He later held on a pass rush without making any other noticeable contributions. Pre-snap penalties were an issue again. Oof.
So now we mad because he don't block like a right tackle?
It's early in camp, but something the offense has to clean up.
Ooh. So those like, is here, that first stock up, stock down so far?
That's second one.
Can I be honest about this?
Be honest, Posh.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Do you honestly think you can have a fair assessment of the conversation we just had based on the second day of practice?
There's nothing fair about it. It's just noting where the stock is. That's all. You know?
Have they practiced in full pads yet?
No.
No. No.
Hey, buddy. You're going to have to enjoy this until September 7th.
So, let me get this straight. We're getting mad at a guy.
Yes.
For not being able to pass rush.
Yes.
Pass block.
Yes.
And no pads.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
If you can't pass block with no pads, what makes you think you're going to be able to pass block with pads?
Well,
because you can do a lot of things you can't do without. So, if
you mean hold?
No. Yeah, you can grab the chest plate.
Yeah. But lest you think that was the only stock report today. The Miami Herald also has stock.
Oh,
up, stock
wow! Let's hear this.
Let's go,
dude. So they. Oh boy.
Leroy's upset that Tobin's game is being followed by so many people. I don't know who came up with stock.
He knows why I hate this. And he loves it for the reason why I hate it.
Omar Kelly writes, stock up. Benito Jones.
Who?
Oh, easy money. Oh, easy money.
What is that? I don't like
seriously.
That.
Seriously.
I don't know. That's sound effects from Mike.
Hey.
Stop. I'm looking
wait,
for a stock
what
up.
What position? What position?
He's a nose tackle.
How?
I mean, you want easy money if your stock is going up.
Why can Matt do it?
How
can, because, he had the orange jersey today.
But how can we determine if a D-tackle had a great day without being hidden?
It must have done something. One would say if he got the orange jersey in a non-padded practice, that shows a lot. You know?
I can tell it in the eyes. He ain't done.
No, he, like, go ahead, finish.
That's well, funny. Omar writes, he plays the most overlooked position in football, manning the nose tackle spot in Miami's 3-4 front. However, he typically handles the toughest task on defense since he's responsible for holding his ground against two blockers. Jones has had two solid days at training camp. He was rewarded with the orange jersey after day one. With the exception of two Devon Achane runs, the Dolphins' defensive line choked out the offense's ground game.
This is all with no pads.
Yeah. If Jones continues to practice like this, he will cement himself on the defensive front with Kenneth Grant and Zach Sealer.
Wow.
Benito!
You do understand.
Poor Leroy.
All these rules change soon as somebody gets a tackle.
One would say if he's already dominating without the pads.
That don't you know why you dominate without the pads? Because you ain't got to worry about getting hit.
I don't know, dude.
Soon as there's a fear of getting concussed, all these things change. Wide receivers running across the middle, half naked. When they can get a helmet in their chest, then they don't want to catch the ball. Their arms get real short. Running backs, right? When you ain't got to worry about getting hit and you ain't got to worry about breaking tackles, yeah.
Stock down.
I love the way I just have a conversation. He just blows right through it.
Well, I just kind of we can't.
And he just like you breaking through tackles.
Yeah. Got to power through.
Yeah, we gotta.
So Leroy, should we not talk at all till week two, Leroy? No. Oh my god.
Don't get this. Hold on. Just
this
look
is
at
what
me.
What we got?
Stock. This is a big one.
Go.
This is a big one. Okay. Because even Apple sometimes has down days. Stock down. Tyreek Hill. Omar writes, Tyreek Hill is the best practice performer I've ever covered in my lifetime, so it's surprising to see the 10-year veteran have a quiet first day. Not sure he pulled down a reception and then followed up with two-catch performance on Thursday. Hill's clearly being limited each day because there's no reason for him to be running to the ground at this point.
Yes! Of course! So how can he be stopped down?
But.
Leroy, look ahead.
But.
Leroy.
At this point, it's difficult to gain a good evaluation of Miami's young cornerbacks because Hill hasn't looked like an all-pro. Stock down.
Drop the phone. Phone drop.
I'm very skeptical on that stock, boy.
Phone drop.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Are you worried about Tyreek Hill not being ready?
Oh, I'm not worried about
So what relevance does this have?
Respecting a man who has boots on the ground. Omar has boots on the ground. He tells you Tyreek Hill's stock is down. Doesn't mean he can't bounce back up. Stocks can go up. It's not always a plummet.
They fluctuate.
They fluctuate. Thank you, Jennifer. Much like when you have a granola diet.
You're using your big words now, huh? As you drink your ginger.
So we went through Sun Sentinel, Miami Herald. Does the Palm Beach have a stock up?
I believe they do, but I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
I believe they do.
All right.
But we'll have to hold on that for now.
This why... Why do you make me hate camp?
I think you hated camp regardless.
Yeah, I think you hated camp a long time ago.
Don't blame me for something you've always hated.
No, you're part of the reason.
I don't like that.
You do. I'm telling you.
It's not fair.
No, it's very fair.
It's actually.
I can't believe that in a sport where we celebrate hitting, we celebrate contact, we celebrate competition as highest level. We are sitting here judging a guy based on nothing. Flag football. And we can get a good assessment. I'm going to tell you right now, success now does not have nothing to do with any anything once you put pads on and there's real live football around you. Like, I get it. It builds whatever you need to build right now. But I want to see how that guy actually deals with a real double team, not a double team where they chicken fighting. Oh, goodness.
I don't have Palm Beach Post stock up, stock down. Sorry. I apologize, Leroy. Man.
Underwear Olympics. That is right, Dennis Lopez. Underwear Olympics.
Got to win the day.
Hmm.
They're not allowed to have pads on yet.
That's fine. That's fine. Look.
Hold on, Leroy.
You need to have it. It's very productive. So, but to sit here and have conversations with how good or bad somebody has been, when the main job description you haven't been able to perform yet, is ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Leroy. Huh? On Saturday,
yeah,
when they have a practice open to the fans,
yep,
and Tua was throwing the ball and things were happening.
Oh no, no, everyone, fans could be excited.
So,
I'm not saying that.
Right. So then, when the fans are getting excited and they're talking about, oh, I think this player or this wide receiver or this cornerback, this linebacker might make the team and be a factor.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Flash.
Should the excitement be limited?
No.
Or should it?
No. I'm not saying that at all. But okay. Here's what I'm saying. Okay? When you see Tyreek make a big play or a DB make a great defense of a play, or when you see a tight end make a catch or a linebacker defend, okay, that's a lot different than saying your nose tackle is really making a name for himself by splitting double teams with no pads on.
You know what they say, dude.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't think I do. But you know what they say?
Oh, my goodness. You know damn well what I'm saying.
You want to be the champ?
You don't want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't lash out at me, dude.
I'm just tired.
Don't be tired.
But this conversation is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like, you telling me a D-tackle, you can tell a D-tackle could be successful after 2 days of no pad
and
practice.
I'm just giving you the stock reports.
Well, I would like you to know. You think you can read into what these guys are saying about an unpadded practice with a D-tackle? You can tell.
They say bare knuckle is the purest form of fighting. No gloves.
So you're saying, let me get this straight. You're saying bare knuckle fighting is samesies with football players playing without pads.
You get it.
I'm out of here.
Why are you leaving, dude?
Go to break, Vlad, because this dude has lost his mind. You need a juice box or something.
What do you need a juice box for?
I need a juice box. Something.
You want to be the champ? You got to win in camp.
Point for Tobin.
This is a long day.
Timbo's like, Leroy about to get another golf day.
Oh, Tobin, your stock is up. Leroy, your stock is down.
Take a break. We'll be back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Money.
Hey, how'd you like to see Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? All you got to do to enter, just log on to the Odyssey app and you listen to WQM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day and you guys can win. The winner receives a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's Z-A-C, Zach.
Have we ever stayed? We never stayed at Venetian.
No.
We've stayed at MGM.
I don't even think I've walked in the Venetian.
No, me
either. Sometimes I've walked through, like, I like walking through Caesar's Palace. I like a Caesar's Palace.
With the sky?
The sky, the statues. I just like it. I dig it. I like it.
I think they're tearing it down.
What?
I think so.
Oh, no. I hope that's not true. I love Caesar's Palace.
That place is massive.
It's massive.
It's massive. Like,
I had to go before they take
You walk through that place and you don't even, you can't, it's like a mall. It's a whole bunch of other stuff. You don't even realize what part of it is the hotel.
Man. Yeah, no, the mall is sick there too. Caesar's Palace.
I thought.
I see nothing, Leroy. Don't do this to me.
Have you guys started your credentials?
No, we don't know. We don't ever know.
It's not Magna.
It's who?
I think it's Magna Media and UFC. For some reason, the UFC is handling it too. I don't know if that's.
Well, if it's UFC, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if they're going to do a Radio Row out there. That's not.
They don't always do Radio Row.
But for the biggest fight.
They might. If it's UFC's doing it, they don't typically do that. The only thing they do that for is International Fight Week, and I don't even know if it's like a radio thing.
Okay,
but we'll see. Football season 2. It's kind of busy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I think they had good prices not to stay.
Yeah, Vegas is very cheap right now. Vegas is getting you with
this weekend.
You know how early football starts, and for the London games in Vegas.
It's 6:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, think about it. They can watch a full day of football and not lose their night.
Yep, that's pretty great.
Sunday night football ends at 8:30 for them.
Speaking of somebody who sounds like they just walked through a whole night of Vegas, you guys familiar with Jeff Teague? Does a very good podcast. It's very entertaining. And I don't know if he's doing jokey jokes or not. But he certainly had to put out a statement to make it seem like he was doing jokey jokes because he seemed very serious on his podcast. So he was talking about LeBron. You got the sound, Vlad?
Got to hear. Here. See. Listen to this. And then let me know if it's a jokey joke or not.
Okay.
Because to then come afterwards and say I was kidding. When we know your ass was dead serious, when you said it,
right,
is the cowardly move.
Right. That's what I was like. Right. I don't know. It didn't sound like a jokey joke.
So I want you guys to let me know, listen to this, and then let us know if he jokey joke.
It didn't sound like a jokey joke, but this was on his 520 Club podcast, and this is what he said. That now, it stood out to me because he was talking about his time with the Heat, and I was like, I think he's got his years mixed up. But regardless, here was Jeff Teague.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron because this Cavs Bron had a 3.
Miami Man, y'all crazy. Miami Heat Bron was. I ain't gonna lie. He was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids for real.
Now I get you
legit was on steroids, bro. I'm allegedly, but like he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him like
they're plus sports allegations?
Y'all remember that though. Nah, well, they was like, he got everybody, they started testing for HGH, and they was like, yo, and he had to sit out, like, he said his back was hurt, and he sat out for, like, 3 weeks, and he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league, I remember. And he came back in, he was crazy, though, bro.
Now, that might have been the best Bron, bro.
There you go, Jeff Teague on the Club 520 podcast.
So,
He wasn't.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. He obviously got his years mixed up because Miami Heat Bron, he didn't miss 3 weeks his entire 4 years. Yeah, that was his first year in Cleveland. Right. He left for a back injury. That's what they said. He had like a back thing.
Isn't that when he trained down here with Miami?
Yeah, he came down to Miami for a little bit. He was going through his feelings. He hated David Blatt, but he was gone. He was gone. But I was like, Miami Heat, Bron. Now, listen, I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm just saying, like, he never missed time with the Heat. So I was just like, I think he's got his years mixed up. But then Jeff Teague comes out. And
here's when you know.
He said, y'all weird. I was joking about Bron. He was just that dominant. Chill.
Sounds like somebody got a call from Rich Paul.
Then wait, can I ask you a question?
Sounds like somebody got a call from Rich
Paul. If you just kidding, why you got to say allegedly? Right?
And he said it the second time around. He didn't even say it the first time.
Right. If you just, you know, messing with Bron or whatever, why you got to say allegedly?
Because that saves yourself from being sued for libel.
No, but if you kidding.
It doesn't matter if you're kidding. You're on a public airwave, and something that you can say that's not true could be considered libel, slander to a person.
Well, he threw it in perfectly. It was in there.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. Yeah. I mean, and you don't want a lawsuit. And guess what? Club 520 is no longer.
He got two toes in bounds.
Yeah.
He toe tapped it inside. He's like, I got it.
That's what you're going to do. And there's people who are powerful. You just don't want them to start messing with you.
Jarrell says, sounds like he wasn't joking. Evelyn says, he was joking, but nobody was laughing.
Right.
How are you going to tell a joke, but nobody laughed?
When the other people on your podcast stop and go, what? And then you got to go allegedly.
Exactly.
So they all sound like, what is this brother talking about?
Yeah, but sounds like a guy who's still hating that he's been swept by LeBron in every playoff series that he played against.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did beat a 60-win Hawks team, and LeBron just went.
He's never beaten that man in a playoff team.
Smacked him around like it was nothing.
He said the only time he ever thought he was going to beat LeBron, they were up by 26, game 3 as a Pacer, and then he came back and won.
Silly Sauce says, damage is done, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You messed up.
I tell you what, man, y'all can say what y'all want about LeBron, but when he's retired and you get older, everybody going to talk about the greatness of LeBron.
We might be talking about his infidelities or something like that, because apparently Drake's album's coming out tonight. So,
no.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything to LeBron. He doesn't have the stones.
What do you mean?
He don't got the stones.
The man just replaced the man's face, his tattoo, with SGA. By the way, getting another man's face.
What?
Yeah, he replaced his LeBron tattoo with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, he replaced his LeBron tattoo with SGA.
For Canada.
But it's just weird for
First of all, can I just say this?
Just weird.
Allegedly flat. Allegedly. If Nanya Buzz wants
if
you to
you have much. A ta- if you have a tattoo of another man on your body, it better be what's his name that from NSYNC?
Timberlake?
Timberlake?
It better be a Timberlake song, Dead and Gone. Right?
They gotta be dead.
It better be in honor of my homie, my relative, or something like that. But you telling me so Bron hang out with Drake? Drake got a tattoo of him on it? Like,
weird.
That's just weird.
Fish.
He's upset. He was hurt.
So he changed it and got SGA?
Yeah, yeah. MVP.
Fish. He could put SGA on his forearm because of that, so the neck could fit. Right?
Fish. Are you saying he was hurt because I believe like he because
he saw
because LeBron was kicking it with.
Did y'all see LeBron in France the other day?
No.
I saw he was singing
Not Like Us. Now, he wasn't yacht, singing. Was he? Him and his wife were performing.
So what?
I'm just saying.
It's a cool song.
It is, but you know, that Leroy, hold on. If you and Channing had beef.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You and Channing had a year beef.
Yeah.
And Tobin's your man. I mean, that's your man. That's your boy and everything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you see him at Channing's comedy show, and he's just ripping you. And he's laughing. You're not going to feel a way?
Oh, like when Marcos did a show at the Improv with Channing and not the dude he do a show with?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you feel away when Frog Boy didn't invite you?
Yeah, I felt hurt.
Okay.
I felt hurt. He didn't even try. Like, I couldn't.
More like Fraud Boy.
Like, Leroy can't tell the funnies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have funny stories.
He's got jokes.
I got jokes.
Made Tyreek Hill's family laugh.
You're not going into comedy.
Huh?
You're never going into comedy.
No, I could do, hey.
Well, but you should have presented that to Marcos.
I did.
He didn't even think of him.
He didn't even think of him.
Are you serious?
But by the way, LeBron has every right to like whatever song he wants to like.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like again, I'm, let me see. Well, I mean, Tobin did leave me hanging in Vegas to go hang out with Skip.
I didn't hang out with
you
Skip.
You left Leroy to go hang out with Skip Bayless?
As soon as you show it, he go, I'll be back.
Tales from the Crypt?
Oh yeah.
Out with
he
Skip
tried
Bayless.
To lie and say he was going to hang out with Joy.
He was
lying. He was going to say, I got to go see Skip. I'm going to see my guy.
We were co-workers.
Who was co-workers?
Me and Joy. And college classmates.
Just
saying hello, baby. That's it.
Oh, you went to school with Joy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
WBRY, dude. Go Bucks.
You went... Come on.
What?
Come on. You told me you
anytime coach. You can see the GOAT in action, I mean, you're not going to. At the time, Skip was at the peak of his powers.
There you're we
go.
Calling him a GOAT, but you
left me.
Goat?
He left me high and dry. He couldn't wait.
Instigating J Fick. Yeah. Look at you. Just like a girl. Just instigating. You going to call Skip a GOAT, but you're not going to call Leroy?
Everyone in this room instigates.
He was at one point the GOAT of debate television. Power. There's no doubt about that. You can't take away. Like, he had a run.
Is it safe to say this? Skip is not Skip without LeBron coming around at that time.
Maybe, but I would.
So basically, he took hot takes against one of the best to ever do it.
Brave.
No, it's not brave.
It is brave.
It's just
if everybody's just giving you flowers all the time, then that's easy.
No. I'm not saying that everybody is nobody's exempt from. Criticism, but Skip took it to a whole nother level.
I would agree with that. Okay. Once he got there, like, he still was holding the same thing. You know, once the facts change, you got to kind of pivot, which is why he lost his fastball and he was no longer the GOAT.
Right.
At a time, he was the
GOAT. Somebody
said
Leroy didn't recognize Bernie. It wasn't Bernie.
It was Vinny.
And part of the reason why I didn't recognize him.
Wrong Kane.
Because he had white hair.
So he's old.
No, but it was just crazy. It caught me off guard.
Leroy, he's old. Everybody has, you know, as you get old, you get grays. Look at your beard.
Yeah, but I ain't got no hair up top.
Well, you know, I mean, what? I still see just, some, you know, shades of blue.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Look at the bottom.
No,
look at the bottom.
No, that's black.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take a break because J-Fig has to go to the bathroom again.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Ah, a little Vlad tribute to the Hulkster.
Hey,
he's bringing his leg drop to the big wrestling ring in Sky.
Oh, he's he's definitely no selling, and he's not losing in the. Yeah, he's not jobbing to anyone. He might tell God, God has to job to the Hulkster.
Are you like a charcuterie board?
Yes. I only do it to like appease the wife. You know?
Really, she orders
don't
it.
Don't lie to me. Oh, yeah,
I'm telling you what. If I go to Wrestling World with somebody and they say, for an appetizer, I want a charcuterie board.
Big Spoon's never done that?
No.
Oh, interesting. I feel like she'd be a charcuterie board fan.
But they do. They eat them like they just make one.
I love it.
Like her, Mima, and Rebecca.
They got the little double toothpick pitchfork thing.
No,
mini.
they just go at it with the hands because everybody know everybody.
The fig crackers with goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese, eh?
Can you put it on a cheeseburger?
You can, sure.
Anybody ever had goat cheese on a cheeseburger?
Nah, I can't
say that. I go with Pepper Jack. I don't even like Munster. Munster doesn't have any taste.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's not like the
I've had
the most
Swiss,
biting cheese.
I've done Swiss, but it's like if you have Swiss, you gotta have mushrooms, right? You can't just go Swiss on. Can't go Swiss with bacon.
All right, so we got to get to our Hard Rock play of the day, which, my computer just blanked out. That's awesome. Bully for me. So we got to fix some action.
Goat cheese is the best.
It's wow. So good.
Not to be confused with hoghead cheese.
The greatest of all time cheese.
You know what hoghead cheese is? That's a black thing right there. Y'all ain't never lived until y'all had some hoghead cheese. You know what it is? It's like see-through with little bits and pieces of crap in it.
I'm sorry, what?
I need a, better.
Pull up a picture. Hoghead cheese.
Hoghead?
I don't like this.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Bet of the Night, sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams today and every day.
It's like gelatin.
That is not thin or see-through.
Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting, and the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Marlins are off today, so can't bet on the fish, even though that was working for us.
I would say, like, if yeah, like that's I used to eat it on crackers growing up, until I realized that it was basically like meat Jello.
Disgusting! I hate Jello.
It was tasty though, because you could get it spicy. Oh man!
Why do you hate Jello?
Huh?
The texture.
No,
there's no taste to Jello too.
There is taste
with those big teeth. It doesn't like.
Why are you going at the choppers?
She got big teeth.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
It's not a bad thing.
You don't have to go after the choppers.
Why you gotta say it like that then?
I'm just saying.
Wow. What do you want to do tonight for a bet?
What we got? So Marlins are.
We got WNBA.
Marlins
got
WNBA.
You got MLB.
WNBA. Caitlin Clark's out. Man, that groin. Groins are tough, man. Because they're attached to a lot of stuff, and people just don't, just associated with, a muscle. No, it's a lot of stuff going on there with the groin.
So what do you want to go with? You want to go with WNBA? It didn't work out for us last time, or do you want to do some baseball?
I'm not teeth shaming.
You're teeth shaming.
Wow. Wait.
they
might have to hire a construction crew for them wisdom teeth and put up like the cranes. The cranes.
Damn, you said cranes?
You know how they put up the scaffolding. Before they work?
They're going to have to use the black. You know how they put that black pole underground? Love you, JFig.
Mm-hmm. Damage is done, dude.
Damage is done. Tub is just trying to get spicy over here.
I'm just trying to pick some. Just trying to pick some bets.
I like Aja Wilson.
Aja Wilson to what?
Over
22 and a half. Or probably 23 and a half.
All right, so you want the Aja Wilson points over?
Yeah, I also check the points and rebounds because I know she hit the points and rebounds last
time. She did hit points and rebounds last time. That was one of our lone parlays on WNBA.
It might have been like 33 and a half.
Combos, Aja Wilson, double-double, points plus rebounds is 33 and a half again.
There you go. I would jump on that.
All right, we got her. What else? Who else is playing tonight for WNBA? Got Sparks and Sun.
Oh,
Chicago and Seattle.
Double-double, Angel Reese. That's easy.
Yeah. Right. How many rebounds?
At least 12.
Do they do rebounds?
They should do rebounds.
They should do rebounds.
And I like points, rebounds, and assists with
is
Kelsey
she hurt?
Plum.
She's not listed.
Maybe they haven't pointed. Sometimes they don't put these players early.
Yeah, she's not up there yet.
Okay.
She's not up there yet. Can't bet her. As of right now. We got points.
Oh, that's cat food? Or is that the head cheese?
The hog head cheese.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It looks like cat food.
Oh, this is disgusting. That's what you ate?
Yeah.
Mm. That's gross. That explains a lot.
That's why you don't like charcuterie.
No, I'm telling you. That's when growing up in the hood. That, and you know what else I never eat? Like, first of all, I think of my youth. And think of it, a lot of stuff we had because we was broke. And one of the things is that, hog head cheese, and the other thing is sardines. I don't know how people could ever eat sardines now and think it is disgusting. First of all, fish in a can. Fish in a can.
Chop fish.
And no, it's not even chop. It's a whole fish.
No, I know. I was thinking about tuna.
Oh, yeah, tuna.
You want to put a Kyle Raleigh home run with Aja Wilson?
Kyle Raleigh? When was the last time he hit a home run?
2 days ago. But he's the American. You mean he's leading
the
league?
No, I know.
I think this next one's his 40th.
Yeah. Ooh. All right.
We'll go with him.
And can we go Paige Bueckers?
She's not listed yet.
Okay. All right. Then let's just
not listed yet. What do you want? You want to go Padres bouncing back against the Cardinals tonight. You want to go with Tatis? Tatis home run two?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do
that. That'll put it at like 1,500.
We're going Cal Raleigh home run, Tatis home run, Aja Wilson over 33.5 points plus rebounds plus 2,700.
You know what I can't wait for? Football season.
Yeah, that's going to be, for sure. That's going to.
Don't worry, Leroy. Stock up, stock down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm doing?
You know
I would say this. You know what? Y'all messing around.
No, I'm not messing around.
After like week three or four, right, I'm going to pick three winners every week. I can do it early in the season, but it's not as reliable because there's a lot of things you're uncertain about. But I can pick three winners.
Anybody can pick three winners. Can you pick Julian Hill anytime touchdown? That's the question.
What are you talking? You – would you like to put something on that?
On what?
Please stop doing
you
that.
Pick three games, I pick three games.
I mean, we're already doing bets every day. Why do I have to put anything on it? I'm literally losing my money every day.
Don't you think football season I'm gonna help you get better at it?
Yeah.
Really? Because
you're gonna pick three favorites.
I don't pick favorites all the time. But I would say this. Your heart is what gets you broke.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Really? Dude, I'm telling you right now, $5 down on a Julian Hill anytime touchdown.
If you come at me and you say, "Oh, I picked three winners," and it's anything less than plus 800, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay, fine. Then not only that, I mean, you're making it a little tougher because what's wrong with plus 800?
Okay, because that's not how you usually play.
What? What do you mean?
Do you play
to win?
You're going to play. No,
play
you're
I mean, to win the game.
Play win with a little juice.
Hello.
No. If I can win
a little sweetener.
Three or four or five times a year at plus 800, that's a lot better than making that chase for 3,000 and never winning.
Not the feeling you get when you hit that plus 3,000.
If you hit it, there's a reason why it's plus 3,000. right?
Yeah, but what you're doing is not that impressive. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're picking a bunch
then
of
you do it.
Three wins for plus 400, meh, good. It's not that big deal.
Okay. All right, wait till football season gets around.
That's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.